Lala Shepherd.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Blessed. Blessed.
Yes, sir.
You living or you surviving?
I feel like I do a mixture of both, and this is why. It depends on where I'm at mentally and spiritually.
Gotcha.
When I'm in the 100% zone, I'm definitely living.
Respect.
And when I'm intentional about it, I'm living.
Gotcha.
But, you know, we all go through stuff.
That's right.
And
that's right.
When I'm going through things and I feel like I'm surviving because I'm just trying to keep my head above the water
right.
at that time, you know. But I try to do more living than surviving, though.
Respect.
Yeah. Respect.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother, CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite. Many society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Let's take them back. Let's take them back, Lala.
Let's
take them back. Before multimedia, DJing, podcasting, entrepreneurship, at the age of 9, what did you want to be?
I always envisioned myself having my own magazine.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. That's dope.
Something with music.
Gotcha.
You
for
know
sure.
What I mean?
For sure.
That was it. For a minute, I was playing basketball when I was younger, but
okay.
I found out that wasn't a passion of mine.
Okay.
But music, journalism, it was just something that I always loved. And, you know, back then, magazines were real big.
No.
And I still love magazines.
Right. It was prominent then.
It was huge.
Vogue,
exactly.
Jet.
Yep.
We was
Word
waiting for
up,
those.
Come
on
that
now.
Stuff.
That's right. That's right. It's a fact.
Yep.
That's real. Gotcha.
So that's what it was.
Dope, dope. And what, you know, like most kids don't. You was a different thinker. You know, most kids don't, you know, see, I'm speaking for myself,
yeah.
See those magazines like, you know what, I think I could, I could be a pup, you know, I could do this. You was thinking like that then, like, wow, this might be a lane I possibly could.
I was hoping so.
Wow.
I mean, you know, my parents never, like, shut down none of my dreams never, like, why you think you could do that? It was never that.
Never
so
that.
It was never a question. I'm like,
wow.
All right. I didn't want to be an artist or nothing. I just always wanted to do just entertainment behind the scenes,
gotcha.
Writing about
right.
it.
Gotcha.
So I figured it was possible.
That's
somebody
dope.
Had to be doing
that's
it.
That's real.
So.
That's right. No, that's right. That's real.
Yep.
For sure. For sure. And you played basketball. What position did you play?
Man, I guess you would consider that a forward or a center. I was
gotcha.
Always the tallest
gotcha.
One. I'm
gotcha.
Not even
okay,
that
right,
tall
right.
in retrospect, but
you
I was always the
fast,
taller
right,
one.
Right,
so
sure.
I couldn't dribble for shit. So I'm like,
right
yeah, it was
that's
it
real.
Was the center forward
for sure,
joint
for
me.
Right, for sure. That's
yep.
dope. That's dope. And you're from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, I am.
Come on now. Come
yep,
on.
Yep, Cincinnati,
definitely.
Ohio in the building.
Come on
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
What, you know, we're going to get into all that.
Yeah.
Growing up there, what was it like growing up there?
I had a great childhood, man. Cousins.
That's dope.
Me and my little sister, we're 10 years apart, so for the
okay.
longest I was the only child. So when she did come around, that was a hard adjustment. I'm like,
gotcha.
Man,
right,
this,
right.
Who is this
right.
kid, man?
This kid coming to my space.
But
right.
me and my sister super tight
that's
now.
That's dope. That's dope.
But at the time, you know, just
that's
I was
right.
just kind of on some selfish shit like,
right.
damn, man, this
only
supposed to be about me. But my childhood was cool. I was
that's
outside. You know, we had the best of both worlds in my experience. You know, I'm in my early 30s, so shit, we had technology
that's
coming
right.
out. So we was able to still be outside without technology, but
yep.
then we got
come
used
on.
To technology as well.
That's
so
right.
I had a great childhood.
Kinda had the best of both.
For sure.
Really, really,
really.
Yeah, for sure. That's
yeah.
real. That's real.
Yep.
Like myself and my son, you are a December baby.
Yes.
Come on, man. That's
yes.
what's up. Come on,
are
man.
You a
come
Capricorn?
On, come on. I'm Sagittarius.
A sad. My sister is sad.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha for sure. That's
what about
up.
Him?
He's born December 30th.
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
He's
gotcha.
A Capricorn.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Did, okay, dope.
Yep.
No, for sure.
Yep.
For sure. And you mentioned your younger sister as well.
Yeah.
What was your favorite subject, you know, like in you
school.
Know, elementary, middle school, high school?
I mean, I would say English only because
gotcha.
I was just naturally a good writer.
Gotcha.
But I didn't always have the best English teachers neither, but when I did
gotcha.
Have good teachers in those classes and,
right.
and they allowed us to be creative, it was
gotcha.
Always English because it just came, you know, natural to me.
Right.
In college, man, it's my professor, I don't know if I should have been offended or what, but she, you know, I wrote this paper one time and I honestly just wrote it. I wasn't even thinking about it, but she was just like, she asked me, she had pulled me up to the side like, did somebody help you with this? And I said, nah. And then she was just like, well, I'm going to give you an A minus just because you got a couple of spelling errors. But I'm like, damn, like she thought a professional wrote it. But I'm like, damn, should I be offended? Like, why somebody got to help me? But
you be good. But naturally, just not too good. Right.
English naturally, I suppose. Wow,
gotcha.
Yeah.
For sure. That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. And you did mention your parents were always backing what you wanted to do from an early age. You felt limitless.
Yeah.
What does that do for the confidence of a young kid?
It's everything, man. You gotta, I think, you know, parents gotta just support their child. You know, hopefully one day I'll be able to be in that position, but I'm gonna just let my child do whatever they want, you know? And it's like, you know, I was always into music, so whatever CDs I wanted, technology, whatever creative expression, I was good at arts and crafts too, so. Just anything that I wanted to do, it was never a limit. It was never a thing like, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was never that. Whatever I wanted to do, whenever I was done with basketball, it was never a pressure thing, nothing. So just supporting and exposure. I think exposing your kids to as much stuff is important. Possible,
which is why you branch off and you are now a personal conglomerate of many things.
Oh, man, thank you.
We're going to get this
all
for real.
Word. I'll take that. I'll take it.
That's dope. For real.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Let's take it back. In high school, Philip Blake, in high school, I was known as the kid that
putting people on new music.
Gotcha.
Had great hair. You know what I mean? The weaves was weaving. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But
gotcha.
Just known for putting people on music. I was like, so in Ohio, so we was at that time, I was personally big on LimeWire, so I'm, you know,
that's right.
Exclusive Waka.
Right, come on.
Soulja Boy. You know what I mean? So I'm putting these folks, you know, my peers on this shit. And then, you know, some half of the people was like, this hard, half of the people were like, what is this country shit?
Gotcha.
But I loved it. Like the Southern culture of music always intrigued me. Just the production of it, everything. It was so intriguing to me. So I was putting people on music.
Gotcha. That's real.
Yep.
You know, the Midwest, it's considered
the Midwest. It is.
Right, so it's like, you know, I'm very intrigued by what y'all hear because sometimes you be like, okay, is it West Coast? Do they really like West Coast? And majority of the time, they're kind of drawn southeast.
We in the middle.
That's real.
We hearing everything.
That's real for sure.
We really are.
Gotcha.
And then we got artists in our city too. And you know, I don't even know how to describe that Cincinnati sound, but it's like a mixture of like just upbeat vibes with some production stuff. But we central.
Right. That's
and then
that's
my parents, they listening to, you know, my dad, he listened to reggae. My mom listening to R&B, rap, everything else.
That's what's up.
So I was hearing it all.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So music was just played everywhere. Yeah. It just was in you.
It was. Like, absolutely.
Wow. So what did, you know, like, man, just, you know, you putting people on the walk and things like that, like what?
Project Pat, all that.
Wow.
Yep.
People probably looking at you like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Enough.
Some people got it. Some people was just like, what is this country shit?
Gotcha. No, for real. Wow, that's up. That's up. And what was your first job?
First job, maybe a call center. I really can't even remember. Something like that. Something I hated.
Gotcha.
And the reason why I hated it is because I didn't understand, you know, the goal was to make sales and stuff. So it just wasn't nothing that was pushing me. But I want to say, I think it was a call center. I was in high school.
Gotcha.
Hated that job, man.
Gotcha.
I did.
Looking back, you know, had your parents limited you to conform?
Yeah.
Would you be who you are today?
Of course not.
Right?
Of course
not. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Oh, something like, yeah, like, you know, like, no, like, it's just, like,
of course not.
I don't, like, I'm just being honest. My kids gonna be limitless.
For
I don't
sure.
want them to conform.
Absolutely.
I'm afraid of them conforming.
Absolutely.
That's just real. So I respect that. Respect that.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. If you could go back and tell your 18-year-old self something, what would it be?
Trust yourself. Stay the course. And when you experience real love, appreciate it.
Wow.
That's what I say.
Wow.
Yeah.
When you experience real love, appreciate
it. For sure.
That's what I say. I needed that too. Thank you.
Right?
That's real.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yep.
I respect that.
Yes, sir.
And you went on to college to study journalism.
Yep. Journalism and had a minor in strategic business management as
well. Gotcha. So you know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So it all ties together.
Yeah.
You know,
it did.
That's real. Yep. Mine is in marketing. So I know like it all ties together. That's
it does.
Real. It does,
yes,
for
sir.
Sure. What did that teach you, you know, like in your journey to today?
For sure. Structure. just ways to handle people that you work with.
Right.
Just different terminologies that I should be aware of.
Right, for sure.
And just really organization.
Gotcha.
And just, you know, different strategies on how to, you know, maneuver through things,
that's
hardships,
right, for sure.
Or, you know, just how to level up.
That's right.
So that's what it taught me. You
gotcha.
Know, really, it taught me a lot.
That's real.
For sure.
Speaking of leveling up.
Yeah.
God told you to move.
To the A, to man. The A. I
come
love Atlanta,
now.
Man. Forever. Atlanta. I love Atlanta. This has been
come
my 10 year. I've been here for, it'll be 11 years in August.
Come on.
I love Atlanta. I do.
Real.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell me. You can't tell me you're not from Atlanta.
Right? At this point, I think
that's
I
real.
Got a peach.
That's real.
But I'm still Cincinnati, too.
That's
I go
right.
home
of
all
course,
the time. But nah, Atlanta, God told me to be here.
That's right.
Like, after
that's
I graduated right. college, it was just that.
Good
it was
time.
As simple as that. I text my best friend one day, like, man, I'm going to move to Atlanta. Like, I ain't have no plan. I'm just like, fuck it. I just got to just go try it.
Just try it.
I got to do it. Yep.
That's life.
I love
Limitless.
Atlanta.
That's real.
For sure.
Respect.
Yes, sir.
Lala Shepherd, did you always feel you was born for it?
I mean, I'm going to say this. It was definitely times where I had doubt, and I think that's just natural.
Right.
I think, too, just not seeing people doing the stuff that I'm doing. But, yeah, especially coming down here. I couldn't get a job. Like, nobody would hire me.
Gotcha.
College, educated, none of that mattered. I couldn't get a job because it was
something though. Go ahead, you say. No,
you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
It was God, like, nah. Because I feel like if I would have got a job, I would have got complacent, and I wouldn't have done what I needed to do.
Wow.
So definitely. Like it was no way. Like I'm like, yo, what's going on, man?
Right.
I just gotta be for me.
Me.
I got to
respect.
Had to do it.
Respect.
Yeah.
And you actually, let me ask you, two A's on the end, Lala.
Yeah.
How did you get that name?
To be honest, so my people's, I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
I think I was like 16. My neighbors, they just started calling me Lala to my
gotcha.
Homegirls because they like, you know what I mean? It's just easy to remember.
Gotcha.
So they started calling me that when I was younger. But then I put the other A on there just because it's hella Lala.
Gotcha.
So I figured if
that's
I put
real.
A double
that's,
A on that joint,
right.
you got to know
out.
It's me.
That's right.
You got to
right.
know
that's
it's
right.
mine.
That's, real.
So
respect.
That's the only reason why.
Gotcha. For
yeah.
sure. For sure.
yeah.
You actually came to Atlanta and you actually... linked up with DJ Funky.
Yeah, I did.
Shortly after arriving.
I mean, literally, like, so I was networking with a few people on Twitter.
Okay.
You know, I hit up Done Deal, Sunny Digital, Zaytoven, a few
on.
People that I was fans of.
Right,
I'm
right.
like, man, y'all need a personal assistant.
Classic.
What I need
right.
to do?
Legends.
So, I'm hitting them up, doing that, but then somehow I end up at the strip club, man. And
gotcha.
I end up at Strokers.
Right.
Literally that same day, man, it was DJ Funky DJ, and this was day shift.
Wow.
I'm talking to a homie at the bar. I'm telling him what I'm trying to do and
right.
shit. And he's like, man, you got to go talk to the DJs.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, I never thought about it like that. I never
wow.
even thought to, you know, approach the DJ,
right,
but it made
right.
total sense.
Sense.
And me and Funky, we've been locked in since.
Wow, come on.
That was
dope.
The first
that's
week
dope.
Of me moving down to Atlanta, yeah? That's crazy.
Intentional. Things happen.
That's crazy.
Certain things don't happen.
Yep.
So certain things can happen.
Facts.
That's real.
That's facts.
Wow.
Yep.
Are you on this, you know, I know you're a spiritual woman. Like,
for sure.
you, this faith journey. Like,
absolutely. No, it's real. I mean, it's one of those things, just all the experiences and things that I've been through. I know, you know, God is 100%
real.
And, you know, I just know.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's no question. Every day, I'm always thankful, even when things aren't going my way.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? I'm sorry in this moment, but thank you for
gotcha.
This learning lesson. I'm
real.
Disappointed, but thank you
right.
for this learning lesson. But, yeah, you know, I done been through a lot of things, so
gotcha.
I know.
Understand.
I know it's real.
I understand.
You know, I'm still
that's
here.
So. Famous Jeezy bar, minus the BS. Life's
life is great.
Great. Come
for
on,
sure.
Man.
That's
no,
facts. That's
real.
Facts. That's facts.
Real.
Yep.
For sure. Come on. But,
yep.
it's like, but you don't wear it. And that's
yeah,
the testimony.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
for
you,
sure.
If you wore it, you wouldn't be who you are.
Absolutely.
That's real.
Absolutely.
Yep. Are you making time for yourself these days?
I am, and I've been super intentional about that.
That's
what I mean, like, when you asked that first question earlier, like,
that's right.
I've definitely been intentional about living. And I really started that last year, maybe the year before, too, just writing it down, like, nah, you gotta take time
gotcha.
For Lala.
Gotcha.
You know, I did
that's
that
real.
For my birthday last year, did a self trip.
Gotcha.
That was perfect.
That's dope.
And just making more time for me, just, you know, making sure I'm putting myself first, because I want to make sure my people's good
that's
all the
real.
Time,
right,
but
right.
I gotta make sure I'm good too.
Gotcha.
So,
in this industry,
mm-hmm.
putting others first
yeah.
is the norm.
It is, facts.
It is for sure.
Yep.
Like, you know, not saying waiting hand and foot.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
It's just, the just norm. It is what it is. Yep. Yeah, gotcha.
Absolutely.
What would you, you know, like, how would your parents describe what you do? If they would have told somebody in the supermarket, what would they say? How would they describe what you
That's
do?
That's so funny. I think I think this is the first year my mom actually understands after 10 years. Because it's like, I mean, it's hard to describe. You know, you can describe what you're doing in so many words. Right. I wear a lot of different titles, but to make it simple, I just say I have a media company, which is very true.
Gotcha.
And, you know, my dad, he here with me now, so he able to see what I got going on, you know what I mean? But I think they get it. I think, I don't know. Like, my mom, she tried to describe it to her friends because she would always text me like, now, what is it that you say you do?
That's right.
So I'd just be like, just send them the website. Gotcha. You know, but there's so many different hats that I wear that it's kind of tough to break it down. But I got an EPK, so I just send that to them. Like, if they really want to know, they can just read this. But, you know, having a media platform, I do interviews. I provide public relations services for artists, DJs, music producers. So just pretty much, I just, you know, I'm a tastemaker. I just make things happen.
Curator of all
of, you know, life.
Of life.
Respect.
That's dope. What, you know, it was a pivotal moment, you know, in your life, which turned to create the Progress Report Media Group.
Yep.
Sometime, you know, you're not saying a downfall. Sometime rock bottom creates a skyrocket.
Absolutely.
Like, in, you know, speak on that. Like, how you, like, you're like, man, now hindsight, like, man, I really appreciate going through that. That turned me into
A beast.
Come on.
You know, it's one of those things. I feel like sometimes I could be too loyal sometimes. And when I say that, I mean, you know, if it wasn't for a situation that happened, I ain't gonna go into too much detail just because it's super, super personal.
Gotcha.
But let's just say I was just outside trying to make some stuff happen,
right?
And then it pretty much kind of created a wedge between me and the people I was working with because they began to be affected by certain things.
Gotcha.
And I'm working with these people, but I would have never started my own thing had I not been isolated.
Gotcha.
So I had to be isolated from the people that I really cared about and would have done anything for and would have given my last two or whatever to create my own thing. And, you know, at the time, of course, I didn't understand, like, damn, like, how could y'all just turn y'all backs on me?
Right.
But I get it because it got real, real. But I'm like, you know, during that time, though, it was just a lot of self-discovery, a lot of self-reflection. And then the Progress Report was created because naturally I'm like, man, I ain't come down here just to give up.
Wow.
So I'm not about to go back to Cincinnati feeling defeated. Because I wouldn't have been able to live with myself if I would have went back and still my heart was here, you know? So that's what it was. I, you know, going through that situation, I had to be isolated. I had to just reflect, like, damn, you still got a lot of great relationships.
Right.
How can you pull through the situation and still, you know, carry on your purpose? And that's what it was.
Gotcha.
The Progress Report came about.
Come on now.
Straight up.
Wow.
So,
if that ain't, you know, that's one of those stories for the books.
For real.
Like, for real. Like, that's
That faith, though. And it's so many things that I know got real. And it's one of the many experiences where I'm like, man, thank you.
That's
for real.
Gotcha. That's real. Where do you get that from? You know, like, the family. Where do you get that perseverance from?
I mean, yeah, of course. Anybody that's around me, my family and friends, all these relationships, my real people, I've been knowing people since kindergarten.
Gotcha.
So a lot of my people I've been knowing for forever.
Gotcha. Okay.
My family always been there.
Right.
Even with newer friends, you know, I don't look at the date of how long we've known each other. They just do something in my life spiritually, emotionally, everything. It's just everybody motivate me. I know I got people that count on me for one, and not even financially, but just mentally and spiritually.
Right, for sure.
I got to be 100% so they, you know, likewise.
Right.
So it just comes from just having great people in my life that, you know, if they on their top tier, I got to be on my top too.
That's iron sharp as iron.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
That's what it is.
You mentioned on, you know, the Progress Report, you said, you know, we're here to promote progressiveness,
yes,
positivity.
Yep.
Sometimes it gets messy.
Oh, I do. It can.
But when we do it with integrity.
Yeah, for sure.
Why do you pride yourself on delivering that message in everything you do?
Well, I'm gonna say this though. I feel like the Progress Report was necessary because I mean, it's not too many people in my perspective, you know, a black girl that love this rap trap music like I do.
Right.
I just haven't seen it. And then excuse me if I just didn't see him. Like, of course, I look at the Angela Yee. You know, all of them, they awesome.
For sure.
But nobody like me.
Gotcha.
And I feel like, you know what I mean? I'm black 100%. Right, and it's just, you know what I mean? It's just different. I want to make sure we got a whole bunch of people doing messy stuff, which I do watch. You know what I mean? I ain't going to lie. I like my Tasha K, all that shit. I watch all that shit. But what I'm doing, you know, my mission a little different.
A little different,
I just want to make sure, like, I understand these stories a little different. And I know it's, you know, it's not just all one way. I want it all. I always wanted people to see a different side of these people.
That's
what it is. Because it's like, I know y'all got it in y'all, so let's show them something different. Absolutely. It ain't got to just be this, but we're going to give them that too. Them, but we're going to do it like this.
For sure, that's right.
That's what it is.
That's right.
Yep.
Respect that.
Yes, sir.
Lala Shepherd, dating back a year. What's something you learned about yourself?
A year. I'm always learning something about myself.
Right.
I mean, I can say I'm super proud of myself. I'm just happy of how I handle situations. Just learning to try to maintain my emotions as much as possible.
Gotcha.
Through disappointment, through whatever. Right. You know, it ain't gonna always be good. And I knew that from an early age, but I'm just proud of myself for how I respond to things.
Gotcha.
And just, you know, just proud of myself for the journey. You know, I think a lot of times in our positions, it's tough to sit back and reflect. But when I sit back and reflect, man, I just got to be proud. Like, damn, man, you've been putting in a lot of work.
That's
and
a fact.
Being in the moment more. I want to do that, but still looking back at what I do. So
gotcha.
I've been doing that. And then just the self-care. That's everything.
That's
so I've just been learning what I need to do and actually doing it.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That's real. Respect that.
Yes,
respect
sir.
That. And, you know, like, are you the type of person, not saying you're not grateful, but are you you're the type of person that's never satisfied?
I mean, I'm gonna say this. When it comes to work, the people that work with me probably would say, yeah, Lala's never satisfied.
Gotcha,
probably so.
Gotcha,
I'm gonna say that for them.
Okay, gotcha.
I know working with me can be a challenge. I'm super, man, come on.
If I can
knock out 20 or whatever, y'all can knock out 10. Let's do it.
That's
like,
right.
It's about just being the very best version of yourself that you can be.
Respect.
But when it comes to work, I'm probably not never satisfied, only because it's so much more to accomplish. But it's not me saying I'm not grateful or thankful, because
I am. That's right, because I know you are.
I'm super grateful and thankful at all times, but I think it's one of those things. I do have a hard time just being like, well, let me just sit back. I can't never do that.
It can't
happen.
Right. It's like, you know, the moment.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Appreciate it.
Right. Let's keep it going.
Let's go. That's real.
So
that's real.
Also too, while my energy's still vibrant, I just feel like you need to just get it while you can.
Respect.
And while the opportunities are there. You know, and also too, I just listening to my body. Like, if something feel right, I'm gonna do it. If it don't feel right, I'm not gonna do it. And I just been going with my own flow more.
Gotcha.
But when it comes to work, I probably would say I'm never satisfied just because it's so much to do. It's never a dull moment.
That's real.
But when it comes to my personal life, definitely. You know what I mean? I'm so grateful and thankful. I got, you know, a family that love me and care about me, and it ain't about what I got going on. None of that shit.
Real.
I don't take that for granted.
Right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
And friends, I got real solid friends in my life that don't care what I do, nothing.
Gotcha. It's just,
it's real.
Real. That's dope. That's a lot of people don't have that.
That's true. And that's what I mean. I don't take that for granted at all.
What drives you?
That, my peoples. I mean, you know, I'm extremely grateful, and just the more and more I live, and I just meet people that just don't have those support systems and stuff.
Right.
It's like, dang.
You're right.
You know what
this
I mean?
This is my norm.
It's right.
Yeah,
you know
like,
what
gotcha.
I mean? It's just such a difference. And really that, you know, myself, just again, just kind of reflecting on where I was, the things that I want to accomplish. I got a lot of stuff that I want to prove to myself.
Gotcha.
And just life itself, man. I'm always thinking about the homies that passed away, or you know, and just like, you know, I gotta make sure I'm living. You know, people ain't here to live no more, so let me do my part while I'm here.
So
that's what drives me.
You're in the moment.
I try to be as much as possible now. It's hard.
I know,
but I've
been
way more intentional about it.
That's good.
Yep.
For sure.
I have.
For sure. How do you deal with the multitudes of everything you deal with? The relationships you have, the upkeep you have to deal, like, how do you
it's a lot.
I think, know
Man, I always keep a mimosa handy,
Come
man.
Come on now, right with you. Right.
We're going to take a little drink break to that. Cheers.
You already know. One quick. Anyway,
right?
No, for real. For real.
Again, just that just being real with yourself.
Yeah.
You got to check yourself. I know I check myself a lot. Like, gotcha. All right, if I ain't feeling 100%, what's going on? Let's figure it out.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe I need to just a little self-care day.
Okay. Gotcha.
Whatever that look like. Just, you know, it's tough. I don't know if I have a straight up answer for you,
right,
for that, but
yeah, just
it's an ongoing thing.
Ongoing thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You read the room,
yep.
And you also read yourself.
Yep.
Like, okay, all right, maybe it's not them. Maybe today is my, you know, like,
right,
gotcha.
Absolutely.
That's real.
But I just try to stay inspired. That's whatever brings me inspiration is what I try to do to get back whole whenever
gotcha.
Things are becoming too much.
Real.
Like, sometimes I look at some of the comments on some of the YouTube interviews, the ones that really, those conversations that I know, like, really were good. And I'm
gotcha.
Like, just look, the comments uplift me.
Right.
I might hit my peoples up and just be like, man, you know, like, let's just talk.
That's
I don't
dope.
Even tell them what's
That's
going
real. Gotcha.
On.
Gotcha.
But they already know me enough to already know what I need.
Gotcha.
And it's just, that's what I be need sometimes. Just a call from some of my peoples just to talk just, stuff,
right,
shoot
that's
the breeze.
Right. For sure. That's
so
real.
So that's it.
Lala Shepherd, are you a genius?
I think I'll say this. God did something up there. Look. I know I ain't like, you know what I mean? When it comes to, I can't solve a math problem like that, but when it comes to what I do and what I got going on, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Just because it's so natural. It's just,
absolutely.
You know what
you
I mean?
Are a genius.
It's just natural for what I love to do.
That's a fact.
Yep.
There's nothing around that.
Yep.
Nothing short
That's
of that.
That's it.
It's a fact.
That's
respect.
Facts, man.
Respect for sure.
Yes, sir.
As a human, do you feel like, you know, most geniuses, they say, you know, have that, you know, that kind of a little bit of crazy.
Oh,
do you
sure.
feel like as a genius, you're misunderstood?
A lot of the times, you know, just even people that I'm really cool with now, they like, dang, you know, being around you is just, it's just different. I would have never known.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know, everybody got their own perception of what they think a person is.
Right, that's true.
But
that's true.
For sure, I feel like when I was younger, I've always just been like this.
Go ahead.
So,
right, I understand.
You know
understand.
What I mean?
It's
just
real.
Listen, even like wanting to listen to Project Pac, everybody like, what the fuck is this?
Well,
like, you know
no,
what I mean?
It's, like, yeah.
But it's like, that's just, nah, this is what I like. This is what
right,
I'm on.
Right.
So I've
different.
Always been different. But you know, it took me a minute to accept that when I was younger.
Gotcha.
But when I did finally be like, you know what, fuck these people.
That's real.
Just me.
That's real.
So
that's
you know
real.
What I mean? But yes, definitely.
Gotcha.
Definitely.
That's real for sure.
Yeah.
Dope. That's my wrong one.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, as a DJ and a curator.
Yeah.
Do you believe the music is still about the art?
Man. I mean, I wish it was. I wish it was. I mean, but see, this is the thing. It depends on what scale we measuring it on. Because for me, I'm always going to like the artists and listen to the artists that I listen to, whether they popular or not. And for
that's,
me,
that's right.
They just naturally themselves, like they like say, for instance, like a Street Money Bucci or something. Like
right.
When you listen to Bucci, you might not get it.
Gotcha.
But I hear the swag, the sauce. I hear the hardships and stuff that he's been through. I just hear it in his music and just so many other artists that I like.
Real.
So for me, that is art.
Real.
But
yes.
It might not be popular just because, you know, he ain't, you know,
gotcha.
Niggas ain't painting their nails
gotcha.
Or whatever.
Gotcha.
You know,
real.
And it's okay.
Real.
But no, it's not about the art, unfortunately, with the masses. But I like, I, you know, working with DJs, working with producers, I work with a lot of passionate people.
Go ahead.
And for us and for them, it is about the art.
The T-Hoods.
T-Hoods, Block Lil A, Scotty ATL. Man, the list is long.
The list is long. Interviewed Scotty ATL yesterday.
Got you. That's my guy.
This guy.
Phenomenal story. He
different.
A Capricorn, too.
Wow, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Man, different.
Different
guys.
Yeah,
man.
He is.
Different guys, for sure.
For real.
For sure. They get it.
They do.
They get it.
And that's
they
what I mean.
It.
Just certain. It's just a certain frequency that certain people
that's
on.
A fact.
That's
a
all.
Fact. That's real.
Yep.
That's real. You've been in this space since 2000.
I moved out here in 2013, but I was doing stuff back home too.
Gotcha.
But it wasn't on the scale of the progress report now.
When did you start taking it serious?
from day one.
Go ahead.
Like, I ain't never not take this serious. What? I mean,
listen.
I was on a mission. You know, RIP to my boy, Cali Cole. He an artist that passed away in my hometown. He passed in a car accident, which was crazy. Right. But he was such a talented dude. And he got a whole bunch of local hits back home.
Gotcha.
Anytime them songs come on, the girl's going crazy.
Crazy.
And you know, he really the first one to open the doors for me.
Wow, that's what's
doing
up.
PR before I even really knew what it was.
Gotcha.
Always treated me with respect, always valued my opinion.
Gotcha, for sure.
So I took it serious then. Like, man, I really believed in him, and I'm like, man, whatever I can do to help, let's accomplish this. And college, I was writing for a magazine. I started getting paid to write for a magazine.
Gotcha.
So I always took it serious.
Wow.
I knew this was a business.
Gotcha,
I just,
for sure.
I wanted
to
get in there.
Come on, that's real. Respect.
That's what
respect,
it was.
Respect. That's what's up. You actually are in cahoots with everyone from the cocky rapper with three songs to multi-platinum recording artists.
That's facts.
How do you maintain your relationships while protecting your brand?
Mm.
Some come off aggressively.
Oh, for sure.
Entitled.
Yeah.
And, you know, and some platinum recording artists could come off as humble as pie.
Super. Speaking of that, OJ the Juice Man, I got to say this. He one of the realest guys I ever met. OJ a real nigga. I got to say this camera.
Come
OJ the Juice Man a real nigga. And he's one of my favorite artists.
Right.
OJ a real one.
Wow.
But yeah, just I'ma always be myself, and I'ma always just let you know my intentions.
Right.
Like, let's do an interview, let's do something. I'm also gonna be like, what you working on? What can I do to help you?
Right.
Like, what can I do? But it's one of those things working with a lot of people.
Right.
I know just by working with certain people, like numerous times, I know certain characteristics of certain people. I already know this person ain't gonna wanna wait. He gonna wanna get, he or
gotcha.
She gonna wanna get
quick,
in.
Quick.
And
right.
he, you know, he got stuff to do. And
gotcha.
I get that. You gotta
right,
respect
right,
people's
for sure,
time.
For
so,
sure.
But then it's other people that I know are super humble and just gonna be with whatever I'm with.
Gotcha. That's
so
real.
It's just really about just knowing who you're dealing with.
Gotcha. For
and
sure.
I feel like I try to just understand people as much as I can.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Let's talk your Revolt partnership.
Let's do
come
it.
On,
yes,
come
Revolt.
On, come on.
Salute to
come
Revolt,
on.
Man.
Talk about it. Come
yes,
on.
Sir.
Lala, What does that all entail? I actually just saw what you did with Currency.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my great
man,
interview.
Man, thank you, man. That interview meant a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Because just, it's one of those
come
things
on.
With Currency,
come
man,
on.
The entrepreneurship journey, he been on that.
That's a fact.
Businessman telling us the game through the music and just through his actions.
This
and it's just always had a lot of respect for Currency. So,
respect.
Then he was cool. He was super cool. His peoples was cool.
Gotcha.
I run into his manager. I think it's how you pronounce it, Musa. I run into him all the time at
gotcha.
The most random events.
Gotcha, okay.
And I'm like, man, I need this interview.
Right, for sure. That's what's
but
up.
He like, all right. So,
gotcha,
when
right,
we
right.
finally got him, like, I told you I was going to get this interview.
Come on, man.
So,
that's dope. That was
but
dope.
Yeah, man, it was a beautiful moment. So first I'll get to what we revolt.
Right.
So, you know, they reached out and
wow.
At the time, you know, we like, man, we know our stuff is dope. We got a dope product, a
that's
dope
a
situation.
Fact. That's a fact.
Was you know, is something gonna happen? What we gonna do? Are we
right.
gonna still go independent, whatever. But they reached out.
Wow.
We had a great conversation. And it's just like, man, let's put it together.
It.
Like,
come
let's
on,
do it.
Man,
and they,
that's hard. That's
you know,
hard. That's hard.
Salute to Aki and Devin, especially, man. They so hands-on.
Gotcha.
They so open-minded, you know. And then the Revolt World, which happened last September.
Right.
We got the opportunity. Somebody else was supposed to actually do the interview with Currency, but they
oh, gotcha.
Hit us up last minute.
Okay, gotcha.
But I'm like, shit, we ready. Like,
right.
let's do it.
Intentional. You are
and, yeah, we was
ready.
Prepared. All my peoples came. We had on the merch. We came deep. Like
wow.
we look good out there.
That's
like
right.
you know
on.
What
that's
I'm saying.
What's
we looked
up.
The part.
That's what's up.
We was prepared. The interview was crazy. We get there the day of. It almost ain't happened. We was supposed to go on at 3:00. It get pushed back to damn near 7:00.
Gotcha.
So it was like so many like changes. Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't gonna be able to do it all. It's
gotcha.
Just gonna be 5 minutes. Now I'm like, man.
Gotcha.
But it ended up going great.
Right. That's right. That's
and then
real.
That's all that
that's
matters,
real.
Man.
Gotcha.
And I had
for
a
sure.
lot of support there. My home, a few homies was in town,
that's
so
dope.
it was beautiful,
that's
man.
Dope. For sure.
So,
that's
yep.
dope. That's dope.
Yeah,
man.
Man.
Man, hats off to you. That is
thank you
for the hometown, for the city, man.
Man.
Like you're setting it high where
for
it
sure.
needs to be. It's
absolutely
so dope. It's so dope to see firsthand. It's really dope.
I appreciate that.
I'm serious, man. What
yes,
you doing
sir.
Is, and it's like this in, you know, almost the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Sure.
Like,
for
it's
sure.
been a journey, but it's like the beginning. Absolutely. All right, y'all seeing these tears. All right.
Yeah.
And while we on that, how do you deal? Well, okay. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday's price is not today's price.
True.
How do you, now we're going back to the entitled artist.
Right.
How does that transpire?
I mean, you know, anybody I got a relationship with, like, I don't, like, you know, it's not just about the money for me and all. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just
course,
one of those
course,
things. I always, like, if you my peoples, you my peoples. Right. But people got to understand this is a business. I got people I got to pay out.
That's a
I
fact.
Got bills to pay,
that's
too.
A fact. That's
so
a fact.
It's definitely tough.
You paid your due.
Right. It's definitely tough. You know, my price is what the price
that's
is.
Real. That's real.
But
I'm sorry.
Also, to know you good. Mm-hmm. Also, too, like, you know, as a businesswoman, like, you know, we ain't gonna leave no nothing. Oh, you know what I mean? We gonna make something happen.
Something
like,
happens,
shit, we gonna
like,
do something. Like, this your
real.
Budget? This ain't what I want, but we can do something for this particular
respect,
budget. You know
respect.
What I mean? So, I don't turn down no dollars if it makes sense. Unless
right.
I just, my feelings don't feel right about it.
Gotcha.
But other than that, if I know you really grinding and hustling, we gonna figure it out.
It's real. You won't
for
compromise
sure.
your integrity.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, for sure. We gonna figure something out, though.
Lala Shepherd.
Yes, sir.
Music off. Driving down the highway. What's on your mind?
A million and one things. The next interview.
Gotcha.
Am I prepared for it? Damn, who we gonna interview next month?
Gotcha.
Damn, did I, you know, make sure my dog was good? Just
gotcha.
Just everything.
Right.
My mind, it's like a million and one thoughts. Thinking about people that I lost, everything.
Gotcha.
So it could be anything. Just depending on what I'm going
gotcha,
through.
For sure.
Yep.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who in this world knows you the best?
Nobody know me like I know me. I mean, I don't think it's a person that probably know me like, you know what I mean? Because nobody know, like, just with anybody. Everybody know themselves the most.
That's a fact.
So I just have to say me because, you know what I mean? Everybody presents themselves a certain way, but only you living with yourself.
So true. So true.
Yeah.
That's real. Everybody has the, you know, like what do you call it? The, you know, the beginning stages, things change, you know, like,
things,
yeah,
that's true.
For sure,
yep.
Is it better to be loved or respected?
For sure respected.
Gotcha.
You know, I feel like just when you respect people, I respect a lot of people.
Go ahead.
I respect a
yes.
lot of people, and I just feel like that just goes such a tremendous way. I don't have to like you, but I
respect you.
And it's just different. I just want to be respected. You ain't got to love me.
You
I get it.
Respect is, you know, it catapults a certain degree of,
yeah.
like, you know, it's like, yeah, no, I don't move that. I respect that person.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's just respect.
Respect.
Respect for sure.
That's real.
Heck
that's
yeah.
real. For sure. For
yes,
sure.
Yes, sir.
Outside is entrepreneurship, music, everything, you know, the dog, everything. You know, what's that one hobby your fans will be interested to know that you do?
I like to cook.
Gotcha.
I think cooking
gotcha.
Is fun.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
right.
I'm not Betty Crocker.
But
I love to cook.
Right,
I love to cook. I think it's
like
so fun
things.
And fascinating. Making new cocktails and stuff.
Gotcha.
Like stuff like that. Like just experimenting with my hands. But I love food. And I just love how creative you can get with it.
That's real.
Even though I probably make the same meals.
Gotcha,
but,
yeah.
but when I'm cooking for other people, it
right.
can be a little
gotcha,
something different.
Dope.
But yeah, I say
do
that.
Do you have a favorite meal you like to cook?
Anything, like, I'm real simple. I love
gotcha.
Vegetables.
Gotcha.
So it gotta be at least one main vegetables, but I can do like some sauteed broccoli,
gotcha.
Some Brussels
come on
sprouts,
now. Come on now.
And some sauteed shrimp.
That's all we need. That's
yeah,
we
that's
need.
My
that's
joint
real,
right
for
there.
Sure, for sure. Speaking of that, let me ask you this. One fast food restaurant the rest of your life can't eat anywhere else. Where do you go?
Oh man. Is Juicy Crab considered fast food?
It is. You can consider it fast food. That's right. So Juicy Crab.
I say Juicy Crab right
gotcha,
now,
sure.
man. But
for
it's
sure.
this also, it's this Mexican place I love on my side of town called Zama's.
Gotcha.
Oh my God. It's
shout
superb.
Out to Zama's. That's what's up. For sure.
Superb.
For sure. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's what I would pick.
That's what's up. Lala Shepherd, married?
Unfortunately, I'm single.
Would you ever see yourself being married?
I'm a very sweet person, but I could be an asshole. So I don't know. I think it's just I would want to, but you just gotta be able to deal with me.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
I gotta be able to deal with you too.
That honesty is real.
I don't know.
Honesty is real.
I thought about it and I think about it all the time. But if I can get my right person, then maybe.
Gotcha. Okay.
If it makes sense.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, sure. If it makes sense. That's right.
It makes
that's
sense.
Real. That's real.
Yep.
Let me ask you, what do you think the world will look like in 50 years?
50 years.
That's crazy to think about,
that is
right? 2074.
It's scary to think about, man. I feel like, you know, I don't know if the robots and stuff going to been done took over by the end. But I can see that. I can see robots, you know, doing a lot of the jobs that we're used to seeing humans do.
Right.
I could totally see that. Wow. Music, I'm scared for music.
Oh my goodness.
I'm terrified for music. The AI thing. I don't know. I really am terrified for the future though.
Gotcha.
I'm not gonna lie. it's just weird, you know.
But just saying, you know, like, yeah, it's like think back to 1974, 50 years. They're like, man, yeah, right. You're talking about a phone that you can put your and it'll open up if you put your face in it.
What?
Yeah, right. Come on now. Like, what you mean, a phone?
It's really scary to think about that though. Cause it I really is. Do feel like robots are gonna replace a lot of real. You know, humans.
That's real. That's real. All right, that's enough.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Said, no, for real.
You say
it's
scary.
So. It is. Who in life, you know, you said no one knows you the best and since it's you.
Mm.
Who in life influenced you the most?
I can't just pick one person.
Real.
I that's really real. Can't. Because right. again, it go back to my circle. That's everybody right. influences me.
Some type of.
And yeah, everybody got a big. Sprinkle as to who
that's
I am.
Real.
So
that's
I can't
real.
Name one person.
Gotcha.
I
that's
really
real.
Can't.
Respect.
Yeah.
Sure. What is next for you?
Just more living.
Come on now.
You know what I mean?
On,
more living for sure.
Sure. For
more
sure.
great content.
Come on.
And we got a lot
up.
Of great
definitely.
Content in the
definitely.
Works. More great conversations in the works.
Come on.
Just more.
More.
Just, you know, the people around me, they gonna keep getting bigger, progressing and all that good stuff. So naturally, I'm gonna have to do the same.
That's dope. That's
so
real.
I'm just,
that's
right. I just want better and just want to continue to progress. That's really
real.
It.
Continue
that's what
to
I
progress.
See in the future.
Come on now. I love
yep,
it.
That's
I love
what's
it.
Next.
Love it. That's real.
Yes, sir.
When it's all said and done, Lala Shepherd, what is your legacy?
Damn, Lala, that was a cold girl right there. Like, damn, she got that shit done. And, you know, and also, too, just, you know, it's one of those things, you know, people never forget how you treat them. And I really, really pray that every experience, as much as I can help it as a positive experience, I want people to sit down with me and have conversations, be like, damn, like, she really took her time
that's
to
right. That's right.
really learn and understand what was going on.
That's
and
real.
Anybody that I've helped, just really hope that they just appreciate it. And should I appreciate them too? You know, whether situations went sour or went good, because you know it was a thing that needed to happen.
Needed
but
to happen.
Just really, I when it's all said and done, I just want people to be like, yeah, she did what she came
that's
to do.
Real, that's real.
You know
respect
what I mean?
That.
Like when they talk
respect
about Nipsey putting that work and did what he needed to do, I want them folks to say the same thing.
It's real.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yep.
Respect. Respect. What is that one message you would give to your fans? If you could look into that camera right here, just
this
that,
one.
Yep, that one message you would give your fans, just word of encouragement, inspiration,
so,
anything.
So I'm gonna say this. I always use this quote. So DJ Funky told me this a minute ago. He said, anybody can do what you do, but never how you do it.
Wow.
And that's never left my mind because he was right. Because at that time, you know, when you work with people, it's never gonna be perfect.
Right.
But we had a disagreement about something that particular evening. But he told me, like, man, look, anybody can do what you do, but never how you do it.
Gotcha.
And that's real. It's like, you know, we could do that. It could be 10 of us doing
that's
the same
right.
thing,
right.
and we're going to do it 10 different ways.
Different ways.
If you being true to yourself,
real.
You got to be true to yourself and do shit how you supposed to do it, follow your purpose, and you got to just trust your intuition. Whatever that purpose is, do it. So nobody can do how you do it, no matter if they doing the same thing.
Bar.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yes, sir.
Respect. That's what's up. Definitely. Yep. Lala Shepherd. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. This has been dope.
I am honored to be in
man.
Your presence. You are a living legend.
Oh, man, that's
I mean,
love.
Your name rings bells.
That's hard.
From the front door to the back door.
That's hard.
Never heard anything negative.
Man, that's beautiful.
You
man.
Are like you're a staple. And I know, you know, you're speaking to a fan. Like, so.
No,
like,
that's love.
Before the space, anything, like Progress Report was. This is what you watch.
Yeah.
This is
love,
what I
man.
Watched.
That's love.
This is a thing,
yes,
man.
Sir.
I'm telling you, like, keep going
for
as
sure.
you are, as you say, being intentional.
Yep.
Man, just yeah, because you're changing the landscape. And it's going at a pace where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And I know you're gonna pivot onto something, but yeah, that's right. That's what she does. She pivots.
Sure.
I respect it.
Man, and likewise, again, that's why I'm like, this is important. Like, you know, Atlanta, that's why I love Atlanta. It's an ecosystem.
That's a fact.
I love what you got going on too. And it's I'm not gonna say it's so many of us, but it's a few of us that got the platforms and the content where it's like, man, salute.
Come on,
you know
sis.
What I'm saying? And it's like, sis. Salute to you as well, respect, man. It mean a lot just to be around like-minded people that got
that's right.
integrity. You come know, on, I love sis. It. I love
respect,
it. I love sis. It.
Respect.
Yes,
respect.
Sir.
As tradition on the Integrity Response, if you could reach into that bowl, grab one fortune cookie, and if you could open it and read it to your fans, and just like that, we out of here.
Okay. I love fortune cookies, man. Whenever I go to a Chinese spot, if I ain't got my fortune cookie, man, I got to go back.
Come on, sis. That feeling,
I got to
right.
go back.
You know it. You know it.
Wow. Wow. It says, small opportunities are often the beginning of great enterprises.
Wow.
That's real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lala Shepherd.
Yeah.
The Integrity Response.
Hey.
2024.
Yes, sir.
It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise,
blessing.
Man. Thank
I
you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We signing off.
Yep, we out.
Sure.